And the scripture reading I have is taken from Numbers, the 8th chapter, and the 1st verse. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron, and say to him, when you mount the lamps, the 7 lamps will give you light in the front of the lampstand." Aaron therefore did so. He mounted its lamps at the front of the lampstand, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now this was the workmanship of the lampstand, hammered work of gold. From its base to its flowers, it was hammered work, according to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses. So he made the lampstand. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask your blessings on this service and on this message, and may it accomplish that which you have for it. In the name of Yeshua, we ask, and amen. Today we speak of the festival of Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is also known as the festival of dedication, and it's known as the festival of lights. And it will become obvious to you as we go through this message why that is. And we know that when we dedicate something, we consecrate it as being set aside and holy for God's purpose. And so it is that the word dedication is associated with this festival of Hanukkah. And so my message to you today is Hanukkah, part one. Hanukkah's history had its beginnings in the year 167 B.C., 167 years approximately before the Messiah, Yeshua, came on the scene. Greece had become the dominant world power under Alexander the Great. Alexander seemed to have unified the ancient world into one common government and culture called Hellenism. After his early and untimely death, he had 4 generals, and these 4 generals divided his empire. Antiochus IV was one of these generals, and he defeated Jerusalem in 165 B.C. and took control over the area of Judea. He sought to force the superior Greek way of life and values on all peoples, language, arts, and even religion. However, a significant number of true and faithful Jews did not convert to Hellenism. An ultimatum was given. Either the Jewish community must give up its customary customs of Shabbat, kosher laws, circumcision, and so on, or die. Antiochus marched his troops into Jerusalem and desecrated the holy temple, the altars, the utensils, even the golden menorah or lampstand were all torn down. And as if that was not enough, he proceeded to sacrifice a pig on the altar and erected an image of the Greek god Zeus as a new point of worship in the temple. He gave himself the title Epiphanes, or the meaning God manifest, God revealed. The Jews called him Epimenes, meaning crazy man. The persecution of the Jewish people, including their faith and their way of life, would not go long unanswered. The plan was for the Syrian troops to enter a small village called Modim and force the people to worship a pagan god image, and finally force feed the flesh of swine. But living in this little village was an old godly priest named Mattathias, Maccabeus, and his five sons. The Syrians ordered Mattathias to lead this pagan ritual. He and his sons promptly kill the Syrian soldiers, starting the revolt against the oppressors. The son Judah became the leader and was nicknamed Maccabee, or the hammer. Guerrilla warfare, knowledge of the country, and faith in their God as being a God who hears and delivers his people led these outclassed, outnumbered, and undersupplied armies of the Maccabees to ultimate surprising victory over the Syrian forces. This is recorded as happening in the Hebrew month of Kislev, or around our December. In other words, this time of year, the city was recaptured. Work on restoring the temple began. The altars were cleansed. The utensils were restored with the holy furnishings. And the broken golden menorah was found and restored. The menorah symbolized the light of God. And as they attempted to light it, a problem was discovered. There was only enough oil found for one day, and at least 8 days would be required to produce new oil. What was they to do? The decision was made to go ahead and light the menorah. A miracle happened. The light came forth, not only for one day, but for the entire 8 days until new oil was available. Yes, there is the miracle of the oil with its light, and the miracle of God's people being delivered yet again from the enemy. And praise Yahweh. Hanukkah is a Hebrew word meaning dedication. Hanukkah became the 8-day festival that commemorates the rededication of the temple after Judah Maccabees' God-inspired victory over the Syrian tyrant Antiochus. This is Hanukkah, the festival of lights, the festival of dedication, and we praise Yahweh for it. I want all of the young people to take note of what I'm about to finish my message with, and that is an ancient game for young people and older ones, but primarily young. And this is a game that goes back at least 2,150 years or more. And this game is called the Hanukkah game of Dreidels, or it's also known as the Hanukkah game of Tops. Different Hebrew letters are placed on each of the four sides of wooden or plastic tops. The word Nun, Gamel, He, and Shin stands for the phrase Nes Gadol HaYashem. A great miracle happened there, was what these words are interpreted meaning. Played with for fun, each Hebrew letter has its own value for keeping score. Hanukkah money, full covered chocolate coins, are used to wager with and make the game more interesting. A story is connected with this. It is said that the Jewish children in Judea at the time of the Maccabees wanted to study Torah. However, the anti-Semitic oppression of the Syrians at that time made this very difficult. A solution became known to all the locals. They would study the scrolls in the streets until a foreign soldier came. Then they would quickly hide the scroll, bring out the dreidels, and pretend to be engrossed in a game of tops. When the soldier left, the Torah study would begin again. More recently, the custom of gift-giving has found its way into this joyous celebration of Hanukkah. Of course, this is a response to the custom at Christmas for those who participate. Hanukkah money, perhaps based on age or appropriate other gifts, are enjoyed. So that's the story of the game, played and known as being at this time of celebration of the festival of Hanukkah. And I would like to remind everyone that next Sabbath we'll have the conclusion of this celebration of Hanukkah, and it will be Hanukkah Part 2. And I would like to ask right now if everybody would stand, and we are going to say our blessing. And I don't know if Dawson can get it on the screen or not, but we're going to go to Numbers, and it will be number 6, and starting at verse 24. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Wonderful words of God to us. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this blessed day. We thank You for our celebration of Hanukkah and for the rededication of the temple and its attachments after it was defiled. And Heavenly Father, we thank you because we have this time to give thanks to you for another time of deliverance. And Lord, bless these ones and their family. All that is hearing this message, Lord, we ask you to bless them. And Lord, be with them. Bless their families, their friends. And Heavenly Father, forever let them keep their feet on that path that leads to you as one of your loving family members. And in all these things, through Yeshua's name, we give you praise and amen. And you are dismissed. If anyone needs